And the last word in business today goes to a company that promised to clone your pet. That company is now closing its doors. Turns out that even at $32,000, copying your cat was not cheap enough. NPR's Nell Boyce reports.
Genetic Savings and Clone got a lot of publicity when it started up 6 years ago. It was the first company working on cat and dog cloning, and customers could pay the firm to store a pet's DNA until the cloning technique was perfected. One customer was Carol Meltzer, who lives in Oceanside, New York. She had a golden retriever, Lucky.
So he was just a good dog. I just have lots of wonderful memories.
But she recently got a letter from Genetic Savings and Clone.
I was very disappointed and sad.
The company said routinely cloning pets had proved too difficult to be commercially viable. They'd done a few cats, but no dogs. Now customers have to decide if they want to pay another company to store their pet's DNA or give up hope. Nell Boyce, NPR News.
If only they could clone the money. And that's the business news. From Morning Edition from NPR News, I'm Steve Inskeep.